Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Hi, my name is Bruce McCracken, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We're glad you joined us here today on the radio. You know, we can't improve on God's design for marriage. After all, He's the one who created it. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about the four laws of marriage taken from Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 to 25. For this reason, a man shall leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked and unashamed. Today, we want to take a look at that fun verse where Moses gives us too much information. The man and his wife were both naked and unashamed. But it's from this verse that we get the fourth law of marriage, the law of purity. Why did God put that verse in the Bible? Do we really need to know that these guys were naked? God was making it crystal clear that Adam and Eve had no secrets. They weren't hiding anything or keeping anything back. They weren't afraid of each other. They were totally open, totally accepting. The intimacy was not only physical, but it was emotional, spiritual, and in all those other areas we talked about last week. But isn't it interesting to note that the very first thing Adam and Eve do after they sin is to cover their nakedness? Why? Because not only was the relationship between God and man broken, but the perfect and intimate union between husband and wife was also shattered. The intimacy, the trust, and the openness was gone. The law of purity teaches us that we can't experience the ultimate relationship with our spouse if there is undealt with sin in our lives. And that's our pebble of truth for today. When our relationship with God is broken, the relationship with our spouse is broken. And the difficult part to grasp here is that you and I are negatively affected by how our spouses live their lives. When they sin, we feel the impact of that. When my wife sins, it impacts her relationship with me. When I sin, it impacts my relationship with her. There's no way around this. So we need to keep helping one another to stay pure. That means that we both have the responsibility to guard each other from sin. Why is that? Because sin only needs a small crack to take root. Paul tells us, don't give the devil a foothold. He just needs a little place from which to climb into our lives and into our relationships. And isn't it so difficult? Because he often appears as an angel of light. He loves to lie to us. The Bible tells us that he's the father of lies. He wants to destroy our marriages because they are a portrait of who God is. So he comes and he whispers to us that, hey, a little overspending won't matter. You deserve it. Hey, flirting, this won't hurt. Your spouse isn't paying that much attention to you anyway. Hey, that one little click, don't worry about it. That romance novel, it's not going to hurt anything. But before long, that little overspending quickly leads to a financial burden that can break the back of your marriage. That little flirting can lead to an emotional disconnect from your spouse and possibly an affair. That little distraction can become a powerful addiction that consumes all of your time and resources. Little sins explode into big destructive fires in just a short amount of time. Don't give the devil a foothold. He will use it to destroy you, your spouse, and your marriage. But the most important thing we want to remember about the enemy of God is that he is defeated. 1 John 4 tells us that greater is he that is in you and that he that is in me than he that is in the world. Go out to pebblesoftruth.com, listen to the first three laws, and pick up today's family activity sheet, and make some time to work through those questions together as a couple or by yourself. Remember, sin breaks our relationships with God and with our spouses. We cannot be experiencing all that God has for us if we're harboring sin. And remember that great promise, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And opening the door to a full relationship with not only Himself, but our spouse. Until next week, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.